It's Thursday, July 23rd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Authorities in the Muslim-majority African country of Morocco are cracking down on Christianity. Some believers there were arrested up to 3 times a week, reports Aid to the Church in Need. Arrested Christians experience interrogation, harassment, and abuse, and are pressured to return to Islam. In Morocco, proselytizing or converting to a religion other than Islam is punishable with prison terms of 6 months to 3 years. While Iran is facing the COVID-19 pandemic, protests, and military tensions, a spiritual revival is touching the country as thousands of Muslims are turning to Christ. Mike Ansari, who runs Mohabbat TV, a popular Christian satellite channel in Iran, told CBN News that 3,000 Iranians have been converting to Christianity per month since March.
We're registering around 3,000 personal decisions by Iranian Muslims to leave Islam for Christianity during this revival. That's why we call this a pandemic of hope.
Multiple California churches are suing the state over coronavirus lockdown restrictions on their worship practices. Liberty Council filed a suit last week on behalf of Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena against California's restrictions on in-person religious gatherings, which even target the church's critical ministries of home group Bible studies. The ACLJ filed another suit last week on behalf of 3 churches in Northern California, challenging Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom's ban on singing and chanting activities in places of worship. Both cases noted California has put restrictions on worship while supporting large protests. Proverbs 24, verse 23 says, "It is not good to show partiality in judgment." Globally, over 50% of people say God, prayer, and religion are important in their lives, according to a study by Pew Research of 43 countries across 6 continents.